I am so guilty of this. I see a bit of dust in the air coming off the shores of Africa, and I start fearing hurricanes. And so I'll spend the next month worried that it's going to hit us. I see that a storm up in the Seattle area is coming in this direction, and the weathermen here in the Carolinas are going, well, it's going to snow. 7 days out, they're telling us it's going to snow. And so my worrisome heart, and I don't know if it's because I was born on June 28th. I am a Cancer. We are worry warts, just total freaks. We look for the drama. And you know, it just I that's probably my weakest point, is that I like to write the story before the event actually happens. And by the time the story actually takes place, I've already festered out. I'm tired. I'm weakened by because I couldn't do anything. I was out of control. And I'll never forget my master, my Sabanim in martial arts. He used to tell me all the time, are you in control of this situation? I mean, is this something that you physically can change? No, sir. You can't do anything about it. So stop wasting so much energy on something that you have no control over. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. And I sometimes I wonder if because I am a daily writer, I put myself out there so far that it's very difficult to pull myself back in, because I'm always, always, always trying to figure out the path. Where am I going? Where are we going to grow to? How can we better prepare the path when it does arrive? Oh, hey, it's a beautiful day. It's about solutions, right? It's awareness. It's being aware and being able to say, don't get out of control with your emotions if it's something that you can't control. This is The Daily Mess. It's one of those moments that we have no control of. Over the next 3 days, we're going to be buried by several layers of snow. I have no control. I write that because I want my soul to know that. I know it, but does my soul know it? Don't turn this into an issue. And here's the thing. I'm not the only one doing this. We do this in every walk of life. You may not have a snowstorm in your city, in your state or country, but you might have a political issue that is just burying your heart. You might have something going on at the school system that you can't control, but yet it's really wreaking havoc on every breath you take. So how do we deal with this? We've got to embrace the elements at hand and use a lifetime of events to penetrate a solution. That's the key word right there. A solution. What is the solution? That is something you have control over. A solution. I'm no different than anybody else. It is an injury to not live up to other people's expectations. It's weight that I guarantee you is going to be carried long after the period that we're currently living. I mean, I grasp the idea. Do the best you can. Where I personally fall short is in the eyes of looking back at me in the mirror. I got to live up to that person's expectations. Yo, dude, what you doing? You want to change your name? Is there any way you can escape this mirror? Because I know you don't want to be with me. Have you had those moments where it's like, image in the mirror, why are you still here? This storm that is headed in our direction is a long way away. And I'll tell you what, it's calling out the coward inside my soul. When in reality, what I should be doing is physically not writing the story that hasn't taken shape. So, between the two of us here, okay? I don't know how both of us got here in the same place at the same time, but I gotta ask you, who are we really trying to become when we're living off the negative energy caused by the circumstances of something called what if? Who are we trying to become? The conquerors? The dividers? The healers? The survivors? Living in the presence of now. I say that so many times. But am I living it? Are you living it? It's very difficult when every website that you visit says, forecast, big storm headed to your house.
forecast, the news as you need it. There is murder and mayhem everywhere. Forecast, the financial institutions are losing money. Forecast.
You know, the forecast is what's screwing us up. It kills me when I get in the car in the morning and on the news they're talking about stock futures. It's like, what? The stock market hasn't even opened yet. Stock futures. So I start worrying right there on the spot. Or you're driving home late at night and the newsman is saying, well, gas prices could hit $4.50 in the next couple of months. What does that do to you? Where's the solution in that? You know what the solution is? Stop listening. Go somewhere else. Heal yourself before they injure you. You know what? That's that right there. You have the power of control there. I'm Arrow, and that's the Daily Mess.